34. The sun was almost directly overhead. He figured he could walk for no more than another hour, maybe two, before he had to turn back. It seemed pointless. He could see there was nothing ahead of him, nothing but emptiness. He was hot, tired, hungry, and most of all, thirsty. Maybe he should just turn around now. Maybe he'd already gone halfway and didn't know it. Then, looking around, he saw a pool of water less than 100 yards away from where he was standing. He closed his eyes and opened them to make sure he wasn't imagining it. The pool was still there. He hurried toward it. The pool hurried away from him, moving as he moved, stopping when he stopped. There wasn't any water. It was a mirage caused by the shimmering waves of heat rising off the dry ground.
Stanley sees a mirage in the desert. Let's think about the word mirage. We know that Stanley thinks that he sees water, and then there isn't any. And the author says that the mirage was caused by the shimmering waves of heat rising off the dry ground. So a mirage must be an illusion that makes you think you're seeing water when there isn't any. Let's continue on page 152 with the last line, which says, "He kept walking."
He kept walking. He still carried the empty sack of sunshine.